blessed voices that delight the soul and soothe the heart. A treat for the ear indeed, the genuine poetic words of the one and only God, Allah. True believers treasure companionship with the sound of faith. There are those among the 1 billion Muslims around the world who dedicate almost their entire life learning about the holy book of Islam, the Quran. Many read in depth to enlighten themselves on the different levels of meaning. Some endeavor to learn it by heart, and others recite the melodious ayahs. Iran welcomes these committed Muslims with open arms and has hosted the 28th International Holy Quran Competition in the capital from June 29th to the 4th of July 2011. Iran Today will take you to Tehran Summit Conference Hall where the contest took place and will tell you all you need to know about the significance of the competitions.
Muhammad, messenger of God. Who gave him this authority?
God sent Muhammad as a mercy to mankind.
Some 1400 years ago, among a people prominently unheard of, Muhammad from the tribe of Quraysh became the chosen one. In the cave of Hira, Gabriel, by the word of Allah, told him to recite. To recite in the name of God, who is the Almighty Creator. And that was the first voice of what came to be the Holy Book of Islam, the Quran. The Quran was revealed to the last messenger of God, Muhammad, within the 23 years of his prophecy. The Quran is the words of God Himself delivered on to mankind. It is not the saying of Prophet Muhammad, but only verbalized by him. The Quran has 30 sections, or what's known as juz in Arabic, the language of its origin. The Holy Book is comprised of 114 chapters, or surahs, that all but one begin in the name of Allah. The chapters are not arranged chronologically, although the order of revelation has been demystified. Each chapter embodies verses, or ayahs. There are 6,235 verses in the Quran. The chapters of this book vary in length. The longest surah holds 286 ayahs, and the shortest of them all has only 3. This has been the one and only arrangement of Islam's holy manuscript since over 1,400 years ago. And nothing, not a single verse or even word, has been touched ever since. The Quran is proof of Muhammad's prophecy and is therefore his miracle. We went to a religious institute in Tehran, Hadith Science College, to speak to head of judges at the 28th International Holy Quran Competition, Abdul Rasul Abayi, to learn more about the miraculous nature of Quran.
اعجاز قرآن متن میشه. اعجاز قرآن حروفشه. اعجاز قرآن آهنگ الفاظشه. به خاطر همین میبینیم که این قرآن در اسلام محفوظ موند و در سینه ها نگه داشتن اون را اعجاز پیامبر اسلام قرآن است کلام است سخن است
Many experts and scholars believe that the miracle of Quran lies in its extraordinary consistence with modern day life. Quran reciter and a prominent urologist, Dr. Hussein Karami, told us how the Holy Book has no contradictions with modern sciences and is still fresh in its time.
معجزه قرآن همین است که بعد از گذشت سالیان سال هنوز اون دستورات و اون گوشه های علمی اون رو بشر با پیشرفت علم داره کشف میکنه و گوشه هایی رو از این ناشناخته های جهان هستی که در قرآن پیشگویی شده در موردش توضیح داده شده، هنوز تازه توسط علم بشری داره گوشه هایی از اون کشف میشه و این یکی از معجزات قرآن.
As Muslims cherish this heavenly gift of theirs wholeheartedly, they've done all they can to protect it against any sort of conversion and keep it like the first day. The early Muslims memorized the verses uttered by the Prophet. They conveyed the ayahs to one another by word of mouth. Reading and reciting the Quran too has become a custom in Islam. The title Quran, pronounced Quran in Arabic, is derived from the word qara'a, which means to read or recite. Due to the rhythmic nature of Quran's verses, those who recite them can do it in special tunes exclusive to the Quran. A reciter of the Quran and an international judge in Quranic competitions, Mr. Ahmed Abul Qasimi, told us how all religions pay special respect to aesthetics and art when it comes to presenting their divinely manuscripts.
تقریباً در تمام ادیان الهی و حتی ادیان غیر الهی سعی می‌کنن که اون کتابی رو که اون کتاب مقدس خودشون قبول دارن و بهش علاقه دارن اون رو الفاظش رو با به قول معروف با یک ویژگی خاص می‌خونن و سعی می‌کنن که رعایت بکنن و در اون خواندن بحث زیبایی در خواندن رو هم رعایت بکنن.
In addition to the aspects of beauty and fascination, reciting the Quran is deemed an act of devoted worship. Professor Abayi explained.
قرائت قرآن در مکتب اسلام در آیین قرآنیمون اسلامیمون تأکید شده و مورد تأکیده، لذا مسلمون ها سینه به سینه قرآن رو حفظ کردن و تا حال حاضر که خداوند فرمودن انا نحن نزلنا الذکر و انا له لحافظون، لذا قرائت جایگاه خود را داره و جنبه تعبدی داره.
In admiration of this concept, Muslims embrace every opportunity to recite the Quran either individually or as groups. This is hoped to bestow onto them rewards in the hereafter. On special days in Iran, people gather in mosques and other sacred institutions to retreat from their mundane concerns and pray by reading the Quran alongside one another. This, in Islamic tradition, is called i'tikaf. Iranians from all walks of life take part in these congregations, from the laymen to the highest-ranking officials. Iranian statesmen are highly fond of such ceremonies and very popular among reciters of the Holy Quran. International reciters will travel the seven seas to perform for them. These rituals are enlightened with the performance of religious songs as well. There are so many Muslim enthusiasts who recite the Quran that the competition for the best performance has now become tight. Quranic contests have been held throughout the world since half a decade ago to select the best reciter. In Iran, the proposal to hold Quran competitions was first sparked by the late founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini. Iran hosted the competition for the first time in 1983. The tournaments have been on the go ever since. The head of Iran's International Holy Quran Competition Committee, Ahmad Sharafkhani, told us how the contests have worked.
مسابقات بین المللی قرآن کریم در کشور جمهوری اسلامی با هدف ترویج فرهنگ قرآن و استفاده از آموزه‌های قرآنی برای وحدت اسلامی در بین کشورهای اسلامی و همچنین کشورهای غیر اسلامی، این امر از سال 1361 راه اندازی شد.
Year after year, the number of contestants taking part in the competitions in Iran has been on the rise. Muslims around the world annually prepare for and look forward to the Quranic tournaments in Iran. Even people from non-Muslim countries have come to take part in the contest from all continents. This year, participants have outnumbered that of any other year as yet.
تعداد متسابقینی که در مسابقات بین‌المللی ما این دوره شرکت می‌کنن، عرض کردم که 61 کشور هستش. که البته بیش از 100 متسابق هستش که در رشته حفظ و قرائت و 7 نفر هم از 7 کشور در رشته مقاله نویسی هستش. نسبت به سالهای گذشته خدمت شما عرض کنم تعداد افزایش خیلی خوبی داشته. ما سال 88 53 کشور حضور داشتن. سال 89 حدود 60 کشور بود. امسال 61 کشور هستش.
There are 16 countries that host Quranic competitions worldwide, 13 of which evaluate one subject and 2 assess only 2 fields. But Iran is the only country that has rivals competing in 3 different categories: reciting the Holy Quran, memorizing the entire Holy Book, and writing articles on Quranic subjects. We asked Mr. Sharaf Khani why Iran fitted a third category in for writing articles on Quranic subjects.
ما قرآن رو فقط برای قرائت و حفظ نمی‌خوایم. اینا بهانه هستش. حتی خود مسابقات هم بهانه هستش. دنبال این هستیم که مفاهیم قرآنی وارد زندگی مردم بشه. چون قرآن اومده که برای ما راه و رسم و زندگی رو یاد بده. قرآن اومده که نیاز بشریت رو پاسخ بده. نیاز بشریت رو بخوایم پاسخ بدیم از کجا باید؟ از چه روشی؟ باید همین روش.
With the atmosphere of Islamophobia prevalent in the world and all fingers pointed at Muslims for misconducts, Quranic competitions aim at unfolding the true nature of Islam. Holding such contests will get word out about Muslims and the principles of peace in Islam. During the Quranic competitions, we sat down with Iranian Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance. He told us about the other positive impacts of these competitions against Islamophobia.
الان در دنیا می‌بینیم که عده‌ای به هر حال در مقابل قرآن اقداماتی انجام میدن، علاقمند به این نیستن که قرآن مطرح بشه، آموزه‌های اسلامی مطرح بشه. ولی به هر حال در با چنین برنامه‌های با چنین اقداماتی ما میتونیم واقعیت قرآن رو و آموزه‌های قرآنی رو بیشتر به دنیا معرفی کنیم. در کشور خودمون هم قطعاً علاقه مردم به قرآن بیشتر میشه و به ویژه جوانان وقتی که با قرآن مانوس میشن، گام بعدی اینه که معرفت و شناخت بیشتری پیدا میکنن، وظیفه خودشون رو در قبال جامعه بهتر میدونن.
And while some tend to sow seeds of discord between the two main sects of Islam by falsely claiming they do not follow the same holy book, Quranic competitions bear witness to the fact that all Muslims recite the sacred words from one divinely manuscript, nothing but the Quran. Dr. Karami shared his own experience with us.
من به دو سه تا کشوری که مسافرت کرده بودم از جمله افریقای جنوبی، اونجا فکر میکنم که قرآن شیعه با قرآن سنی ها فرق میکنه. وقتی که خب اینا همه شیعه سنی دور هم جمع میشن و یک کتاب رو مسابقه میدن و یک کتاب رو میخونن، این نشون میده که قرآن همون تنها کتاب الهی هست و هیچ تغییری درش ایجاد نشده و هیچ کسی قرآن خاصی نداره و یه دونه قرآن هست که تمام مسلمان ها حول و حوش این قرآن جمع هستن و این مسابقه میتونه نمادی از این وحدت قرآنی باشه.
Quranic competitions are also a backfire against the propaganda of demonizing Iran. People from all nationalities are more than welcome to come to Iran and witness for themselves the other side of the story as opposed to what the West fabricates about Iran.
میهمانانی که دعوت میشن میان در این مسابقات با فضایی که بر ایران حاکم هست، واقعیتهایی که در ایران هست، توجهی که به قرآن در ایران صورت میگیره آشنا میشن و هر کدوم از اینها میتونن در بازگشت به عنوان یک مدافع ایران باشن و اینکه تبلیغات منفی که علیه ایران هست اینها در مقابلش موضع بگیرن و بخشی از واقعیتها رو بیان بکنن.
Iran today caught up with a couple of contestants at the 28th International Holy Quran Competition to hear what they had to say.
I've traveled in Iran. I've seen the traditions, and the life and the people of Iran, how they live, yeah? How, you see, so we learn a lot of things in this Quran. It brings us together, the unity, and people when they, we got these major activities in the countries, you know, it bring us together.
In Canada, every year we have better and better program for Quran, you know, because I'm seeing there that the youth section, they are coming to Quran, you know. This is the miracle of Quran. This is the miracle of Quran, you know.
There's no big difference between the arrangements in the Quran, in the Quran competitions. There's not the difference is not that big. Only that here it's a little bit tough because they need only 5 winners from each category, whereas the people in each category, there are so many people from each category. So it makes it difficult for some other people to get the prize.
Everything is well organized, and it's a great, we're enjoying everything. The way you have put everything, there's no problem for us. We're enjoying everything. We have visited so many places here in Iran. We have been to the museums. We have to be, we have been in the shrines. So it's a great thing to be here.
After staging tight competitions for a week, curtains drop at the 28th International Holy Quran Competition in Tehran on July 4th. 100 contestants were holding their breaths as the judges finally announced the results. But the fascination of the Holy Quran doesn't end there. Muslims have made use of their aesthetic taste and the holy book's immense qualities to create other works of art as well. To name just a few, weaving verses of the Quran on carpets used as decoration, or writing out the Quran with beautiful artistic handwriting known as calligraphy. There is also Islamic geometric design on the domes of mosques or arabesque. The harmony of Quran and the lives of Muslims has even taken them as far as writing ayahs on single grains of rice. The artistic tastes of Muslims are great, and the inspirations of their holy book even greater. Muslims believe that the Quran is the ultimate light and the mysterious path of salvation. Once the holy book is understood on the surface, Muslims realize the depths of its internal meaning. The Quran is intended for all. Yet its richness in content must be decoded so that everyone perceives the guidelines and follows them throughout their journey of life. We traveled to the heart of Islamic philosophy, Qom, and spoke to the head of the Research Center for Islamic Sciences about the significance of interpreting the Quran.
Tafsir ya'ni ramzugoshayi az murad khodavand mutal. Parde bardari az maqsood khodavand dar har aye, aye-ye Quran-e Karim. In ma'naye tafsir ast. Mufassir به قرآن مراجعه می کند، آیات قرآن را تفسیر می کند، یعنی اون جایی که مقصود خدا و مراد خدا در آیه ای آشکار نیست، تلاش می کند با ابزار پذیرفته شده علمی مراد خدا را از آیه استخراج کند.
But it's not only the in-depth study of Quranic interpretations that defines Islamic research. Scholars, however, do not confine themselves to Quranic exegeses. Islamic researchers believe another amazing quality of the Quran is its unique adaptability to any period and time. Mr. Yousefi Mouqaddam told us how Quran scholars must analyze the holy book consistent with time.
در حوزه پژوهش‌های قرآنی ارزشمندترین کار این است که پژوهش قرآنی مسئله‌ای از مسائل باشد، به این معنا که ما باید به نیازهای مخاطبان و نیازهای روز جامعه توجه بکنیم و بر اساس او به تحقیق و کاوش بپردازیم. مرکز فرهنگ و معارف قرآن روی کردی که برای خودش تعریف کرده است این است که به نیازهای مخاطبان پاسخ بگوید، نیازهای مخاطبان شناسایی شود، بعد از شناسایی در حوزه اون نیازها به تحقیق و کاوش پرداخته بشود.
The drive to uncover all the ins and outs of the holy book has taken researchers to invent new methods of conducting studies. A modern take on the Quran demands modern interpretations, which in turn need modern tools. The development of technology has by all means facilitated Islamic researches. While in Qom, Iran today was allowed access to the Computer Research Center of Islamic Studies, otherwise known as Noorsoft Company, who is a pioneer in producing software material for Islamic studies. By merging the science of programming and Islamic arts, this firm has collected thousands of Islamic books and produced an overwhelming amount of software to facilitate research on Islam. We talked to deputy of the Quran department. He told us that in addition to the powerful search engines, newer products are offered to the marketplace in many different languages.
ما تا جایی که امکان داشته سعی کردیم که از همه زبان‌های مطرح استفاده کنیم. به عنوان مثال در نرم افزار جامع و تفاصیل در قسمت ترجمه ما از همه ترجمه‌های قرآن در زبان‌های مختلف حداقل یک ترجمه را استفاده کردیم، به این معنا که کاربران ما در اقصی نقاط جهان با هر زبانی که هستند می توانند از جامع و تفاصیل نور حداقل یک ترجمه را داشته باشند. در زبان‌هایی که خیلی مطرح هستند مثل زبان انگلیسی ما در جامع و تفاصیل 10 ترجمه از مترجمان به نام انگلیسی چه شیعه و چه سنی و چه حتی غیر مسلمان استفاده کردیم.
Alongside many others, this center has numerous websites on the internet which give full access to users all over the globe to benefit its products. But you don't necessarily need to have a computer at hand while studying Islam. A simple cell phone will give you all you need to make use of the company's services. Mr. Mortazai told us how.
ما به فکر ارائه برنامه‌ها در قالب موبایل شدیم که برای اولین بار در مرکز، یعنی اولین بار که میگم در مرکز نه اینکه در خارج، مرکز ابتدا برنامه داشت به نام تولید کردن به نام نور و طریق که این نور و طریق نسخه قرآنی موبایل ما هست. متن قرآن را با رسم الخط عثمان طاها تفسیر، ترجمه و جستجو و همچنین تلاوت قرآنی هم گذاشته که با استقبال کاربران هم مواجه شده.
Mr. Yousefi Mouqaddam has had a taste of both generations of classic and modern methods of study. He lets us in on his experience and said how high-tech procedures boosted the process of his researches.
من خودم واقعا در بعضی از موضوعاتی که در گذشته تحقیق می‌کردم برای به دست آوردن یک مطلبی چقدر به کتابخانه‌ها مراجعه می‌کردم، چقدر وقت صرف می‌کردم که یک مطلبی رو از کتاب‌هایی پیدا بکنم. وقتم محدود، کتاب هایی که در دسترسم بودن محدود، اما الان با نرم افزار های قرآنی همه کتاب هایی که در سرتاسر جهان اسلام هستند در اختیار من هستند.
Iranians stepped up against the domineering unilateral theories governing the world and revolted in their own country in 1979. Since then, they've been making all-out efforts to apply the teachings of Islam to their daily lives and help other Muslims yearning for such freedom do the same. Islamic thinkers in Iran try hard to make it easier for everyone to adjust their lives to the guidelines of the Holy Quran. This goes hand in hand with the Supreme Leader's call for laying out a design for Islamic model of progress. If implemented, it will lay the foundations of realizing the dream of Islamic thinkers, longing to have the Quran take the stand it truly deserves, to be the backbone of theories, not just a book to be read.